I invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is an opportunity for us to remember Jesus, to remember the gospel. Jesus said, as he broke bread and took the cup and gave it to his disciples, he says, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Take and drink." This is for followers of Jesus who have given their lives to Jesus, who have recognized, I'm a sinner. I look at the cross and say, that's what I deserve, because I'm a rebel against the Creator who loves me. That's what I deserve. And that's what Jesus took in my place, so that I could enjoy not what I deserve. I could enjoy a relationship with him that I forfeited by my rebellion against him. And yet he bought it back for me and gives it to me as a gift. Invites me in, invites me to receive. This is something we're not worthy. None of us have earned this. None of us deserve a relationship with God. We deserve hell. I don't want what I deserve. I want grace. I want mercy. If you want what you deserve, I'm sorry. You don't know what you deserve. You don't understand the depth of your heart and your sin. We're receiving a gift that we don't deserve, and we our response is simply to allow God to give us a good gift and to say thank you. If you're not a believer in Jesus, if you've not come to that place where you've given your life to Jesus, I invite you right now. Why not now? Why not here? Say, God, I recognize I'm a sinner. And I recognize what I deserve and I need your grace. Would you forgive me? Would you wash me clean? Would you make me new? I want to receive a gift I don't deserve. My hands, they're full of filth. All I have to offer you is my sin, and you say, I will take that. I will bear it at the cross for you, and I will give you what you don't deserve, relationship restored, reconciled to me. Would you take that gift today? Would you receive his mercy and grace? It's a free gift. We're going to offer you bread and juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're trusting in him, take that. It's a free gift. Receive it. Hold it in your hands. It's a reflection of what he did for you. It's a reminder. Once we've all reflect on what he did for you, once we've all been served, we'll take that together as a body of believers whose only hope is Jesus. Jesus, today we confess. We are sinners in need of your amazing grace. Today, we're those who fall short. And yet you love us, and you're at work in us. To shine through our weaknesses, to demonstrate that you are strong, you are mighty to save. Thank you. Thank you for a gift we don't deserve. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you, the surpassing worth of enjoying intimacy with you. We simply are here to receive a good gift from your hand and say thank you. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out for
for you. Drink.